Pollution and overfishing have been disastrous for many coastal cities that used to rely on the fishing industry. Former Congressman and White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta grew up in one such town, Monterey, California. His parents emigrated there from Italy, where his grandfather had worked in the fishing industry. Panetta chairs the nonprofit Pew Oceans Commission, which is trying to protect and restore living marine resources in U.S. waters. He says Monterey is the main reason he took the job.
I was born when this town was largely just a fishing village, with literally millions upon millions of pounds of sardines being caught almost every day. Cannery Row developed along the Monterey shoreline. We had something like 18 canneries that developed here. John Steinbeck wrote about it. I was raised in a town where most of the families were involved with the fishing industry, and obviously, when you live here, you also understand the importance of the ocean and the bay, not only to the beauty of this area, but to the economic life of this area as well. So that's really how I became so involved with oceans.
What has the commission discovered?
Well, the commission was put together for the purpose of looking at the crises that are confronting our oceans. 30 years ago, the Stratton Commission looked at our oceans, but they were largely concerned with the threat to our oceans from other countries, Russians coming in and stealing our fish, Japanese stealing our fish, and they were able to make recommendations that established a number of good things, the 200-mile limit off of our coastline, so a lot of things took place. But 30 years later, I think there's a recognition that there are some real problems affecting our oceans that are not the result of others, but largely ourselves. We are seeing increasing pollution problems affecting our oceans. We are seeing the problems of overdevelopment along our coastline affecting the amount of wetlands that we have. We're seeing overfishing that's really hitting a lot of our fishing stocks and our fishing resources. And in addition to all of that, we are seeing poor governance with regards to our oceans issues. We have a lot of agencies, a lot of rules, a lot of laws, but very little coordination in terms of how these laws are coordinated to try to deal with these challenges that are affecting our oceans.
You're talking internationally or within the U.S.?
Well, it's probably true internationally as well, although I must say that there's been increasing recognition abroad that attention has to be paid to our oceans. But just talking with regards to the United States, we have something in the vicinity of 30 to 40 agencies that are involved with our oceans. We've got in the Congress, there's almost over 60 committees and subcommittees that deal with the oceans. And very frankly, when you have that many that are involved, there just is not the kind of coordination that needs to take place. And so what happens is a lot of these issues usually wind up in a federal district court with a judge making the decision as to what happens, and that is not a good way to govern our oceans.
You're also dealing with oil spills, with global warming?
We've touched on the issue of climate change and how that's affecting our oceans. We are also looking at the aquaculture industry, which is a whole growing new industry that has developed because largely in large measure because of the loss of fishing stocks that we have in our oceans. The wild fish is diminishing, so what's happening is there's a huge increasing aquaculture industry. What is the effect of that in terms of our oceans? We're looking at pollution that comes from cruise liners. We're looking at what's called invasive species. These are species that are suddenly introduced to an area because they are carried in the ballast of a lot of ships that go in and out of harbors. San Francisco, for example, has close to 300 invasive species that are now pretty much taking over San Francisco Harbor and destroying a lot of the natural habitat and wildlife that is there.
You've visited several other coastal communities. How are they doing?
Well, that was what was interesting, is that we went from Monterey here to Maine. We looked at the lobster industry up there. We went to the Gulf. We went to Alaska. We went to look at swordfish problems in the Hawaiian Islands. We really did take a, a look at almost all of our coastlines and their fishing resources. And it's a mixed bag. Some do a much better job than others. For example, the lobster industry, particularly in Maine, has done a wonderful job at developing what we call a sustainable fishery. They work together. All of them abide by rules that they've set in terms of the size of lobsters that they're going to catch. They throw the large females back into the sea. They don't catch the lobsters over a certain size. And because of that, they really have a sustainable fishing industry. The same thing is true, I might say, for Alaska. Alaska, which depends a great deal, obviously, on the fishing industry, has done a very good job of trying to manage their resources because they know their livelihood depends on it.
Have you come across matters where you might have acted differently as a member of Congress or as White House Chief of Staff?
We tend to react to the crises that take place. When I was in the White House, the cod industry suddenly was destroyed up off New England. We reacted to that by having to shut down the cod fishing up there. We had to buy out fishing boats for those that depended on it. It was not a very good way to deal with that. If we had thought about that problem 20 years ago, we might have been able to protect that resource and protect the industry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Former Congressman and White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta, who chairs the nonprofit Pew Oceans Commission.